It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Thanks to a listener request, Cindy and DePier, if you're listening, we're talking about the Ukrainian humanitarian efforts of Door County Candle Company.
It's such an uplifting story, and how she got started and what they are doing and all of the people who are coming together to help out.
That Cindy last month pulled over on the side of the road to tell us she was on her way to Sturgeon Bay to volunteer in the blue and yellow candle making process. Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Christiana Gorczynski-Trapani is owner of Door County Candle Company based in Sturgeon Bay. Christiana, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So you have family connections in Ukraine. How are your loved ones doing with the Russian invasion going on over 4 months now?
I know, it's so hard to believe it's already been 4 months. They're okay. You know, what's so sad is like it's not any better over there. And it's still very much a big issue, and it's still very much real and still happening. And I think it hasn't been in the news quite as much as it was in the beginning, of course, you know, and my family are still just as scared and just as terrified. And luckily we still are able to communicate with them, but it's always fearful and nerve wracking when you go those few days not being able to hear from them. But luckily they're doing okay.
Did they have to leave the country, may I ask?
They tried in the beginning, but the borders were blocked by Russians, so they were actually unable to actually escape. But a few weeks, maybe in mid-March, a few of them were able to get to Poland, but the rest decided just to stay in Ukraine.
I imagine when the war started, you felt like you desperately needed to help. Can you tell us about what you started with your candles?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, when it happened, I knew that I needed to do something, and it was just what can I do? And we actually had done a small little Ukraine candle fundraiser for a Ukrainian church in Chicago, and so we had the candle, and we had it made, we had the formula, and I thought, great, well, you know, we have something, let's use this, let's donate the profits from it to raise money for Ukraine, and it's the way that we can do something here to help. And that's how the idea started.
And meanwhile, you've had orders pouring in. Can you give us an update?
Yeah. So I love that pouring in. We had.
Oh my gosh! I didn't even get the pun. Yes.
I was going to say that was good. That was a good one.
Okay, I'm alert. I am with it. Go ahead.
We had in March alone, we had so many. I mean, I feel like we had maybe close to 20,000 orders in just a week in March, because we were on World News twice and PBS NewsHour in a week. So we had so many come in that week in March that it was wonderful. I mean, so many people wanted to support the cause. And we're still having orders come in. We have about 7,000 orders to still ship. But we have shipped over close to like 28,000 orders to date. So we're really proud of that, because, you know, we're not a big candle shop at all. So we really had to grow quickly for this.
Wow. And you, I would imagine, have to really either staff up or find volunteers and think about all the materials that go into the candles. How did you manage all of that workflow?
Oh, my gosh. Well, volunteers. We simply could not do it without our volunteers. Like, it's just not, it wouldn't be possible. As I'm doing this interview, a volunteer who came in this morning at 6:45, her name's Leslie. She comes in, she helps us pack the orders. We just have so many amazing volunteers, and I cannot say enough how much they have helped. And without them, we truly would not have been able to do this fundraiser. It just wouldn't be possible.
Christiana, if someone hasn't seen the candle yet, can you give us a visual of what it looks like?
Yeah, of course. So it is blue and yellow, so the colors of the Ukrainian flag. So it is a two-colored candle. It takes us about 2.5 days to make. So the bottom is yellow, and then blue is on the top. And then it's in a really nice glass jar, and then the label says Ukraine on it.
And it's a rather large candle. This would burn for many hours, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's around like 72 hours. And it's a lovely smell of vanilla. One of our employees here says it smells like a big warm hug during difficult times. And I think that's a great way to describe the fragrance of it.
What did your family members in Ukraine think when you sent pictures of it?
They were so touched, and just so grateful that we were doing something here to help everyone in Ukraine. And my aunt, when I told her about it, she was just in tears and just constantly just saying how proud she is. And it means a lot knowing that so far away, we can do something to help and also make my family proud and know that everyone there, that we're all standing behind them.
We're talking with Christiana Gorchinski-Trapani, owner of Door County Candle Company in Sturgeon Bay, their efforts on Ukraine relief and making just tens of thousands of candles and orders coming in by the day. You can join in on Ukraine efforts that you've done locally in your community. Maybe you've helped out in the candle making effort in Door County. Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. So now that you have, you know, sold all of these candles, what are you hearing from customers about why they buy candles and support relief efforts?
Oh, yeah. You know, the stories are incredible of all the people near and far who have gotten these candles. And they all say, you know, some people call it the hope candle. And I just think it's incredible. Everyone has been telling me how this candle is a sign of hope and light for them. And some people are waiting to light theirs until the war is over. And some people pray with them. Some people bring them to church. Some people, I mean, the stories are truly beautiful. And so it means so much to so many people. And I even had one customer email and say that she saw the candle arrive. She jumped in excitement and she was so excited to open it. She took it out and she held it and looked at it for 5 minutes. And just, it was just such a physical sign of that, you know, she made a difference and that so many people are coming together to make a difference. And that people who have that candle know that they were part of a big impact and that they continue to be part of a big impact that we're all making together.
That one flame candlelight, it can have such a moving impact, I think, on someone when you just see that single flame and know that there are so many more flames around.
Yes, exactly. And we had someone in Florida who had her candle in their condo window, and she messaged us and said that she looked out her window and she saw like four other windows and different buildings that had the Ukraine candle in the window. And I just found that to be so beautiful. And just that so many people are united and see this as a sign of hope and light. And I think that it's such a beautiful way to know that so many people are supporting this tragedy that happened in Ukraine, but that so many people are coming together. And it's incredible that a candle was able to do this. And I'm still just so, it's hard to put into words, you know, the feeling behind it.
Christiana Gorchinski-Trapani owns Door County Candle Company as we talk about their Ukraine candle and this grassroots effort to help the country in the war against Russia. Join in on this effort. Other ways you've helped Ukraine in these months since the invasion, 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in on the Ukrainian-themed artisan candle-making efforts underway in Sturgeon Bay. When Ukraine was invaded by Russia, the business started selling the blue and yellow candle in solidarity to raise money for an emergency aid charity, and orders have been coming in ever since. Join in on this effort and what your local group has done for Ukraine. 800-642-1234. Christiana Gorchinski-Trapani owns Door County Candle Company and stays with us. Christiana, talk about the charity that you decided to send proceeds to and why you chose the particular charity, Rosam.
Absolutely. So actually, as of 2 days ago, we have donated $700,000 to date to Rosam for Ukraine. So Rosam for Ukraine is an incredible nonprofit organization, and they do so much to help those in Ukraine. So like some examples are they were able to all the donations get drones to drop medical supplies in areas that have been bombed and that they can't get into. They send over 70 pallets a week over to Ukraine with medical supplies, bandages, tourniquets, you name it, for what people need. They have medicine, insulin, all these items that are needed. They help families evacuate and get to safety. They have volunteers in Poland that go through the border, over the border to help in Ukraine. And it's, they're just an incredible organization. And what I love about them is that they're so transparent about how their donations are being used and how they are impacting the lives of those in Ukraine. And on their website, they publish a lot of information about this, which I love it because I think it shows people that how the donations are really truly making a difference in Ukraine. And I'm so passionate about all this because this organization is just incredible. And we actually were lucky enough to have one of the board members from Rosam visit the candle company a few weeks ago, and it was wonderful. And she's from Ukraine, and it was really nice to meet her and just talk about what we're doing. And she's able to see our candle and talk about the candle, talk about Rosam. And it was a really, really cool opportunity to actually meet them in person.
Oh, that's amazing that you were able to have that, you know, make that connection to the charity and that they could see firsthand the work that is going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it was, and it was wonderful. And it was, when we met, we were like, we felt like long lost friends. And we actually, we were long lost friends. And it was just, it felt like a sense of home meeting each other. And that was very special.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Let's take a call now. Claire is joining us from Milwaukee. Claire, hi.
Hi.
What would you like to bring up?
Well, I'd like to share that one of the things that I've been doing is just making little pictures on like a quarter page size little sheet of paper and just little drawings because I think and they have like hearts and flowers and little symbols and things like that, because I think one of the things that in all of the logistics, we also, I think, keeping people's spirits up is really important. And so I send these little drawings to an aid agency in Poland for the refugees there.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing this, Claire?
Since the first days of the war.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I think it speaks to Christiana that, you know, even the little things can make a difference, can help, just knowing that you're showing that you're thinking of them and you're in solidarity.
Oh, yeah, that is beautiful. That is just such a beautiful idea.
What challenges have you faced ramping up production to meet demand? What has that been like? I would imagine volunteers stepped up, but you still have to find them and make sure that they're trained and can, you know, do the whole process.
Yeah.
Quality control.
We have faced many challenges. I think every day presents a new one, but we always are able to overcome it. The beginning, it was definitely having, you know, enough help and volunteers. And that's still today. I mean, we could always use as many volunteers as possible because they help make this happen. But so getting volunteers has, was in the beginning really hard, and still, you know, we're still looking for some. Also, our space was a huge constraint. We're just about a little over 3,000 square feet here. And we had to take up a fair amount of our retail store just to get more room to pack the candles. And we had to kind of shrink our store production dramatically. So now we just have one little table where we pour like our other candles, and everything else is devoted to the Ukraine candles. So we really had to, like, you know, figure out how to scale our business very quickly and in a small space. And of course, you know, there's been supply chain issues with everything. I mean, wax, jars, wicks, fragrance, color, everything. But luckily, we've been able to get the supplies we need. Some days are more stressful than others when it comes to these, like, you know, issues that arise, but we luckily been able to make it through.
How has inflation affected your business?
Oh yeah. I mean, prices in everything have gone up. I mean, our jars have tripled in price, and our wax has doubled in price. And that's been very difficult. And it's very much affected our business and everything, but we're still, you know, we're making them, and we're just trying to go with the flow every day as best we can. I always say we have to laugh or we will cry. So just had to laugh.
We're talking about the philanthropic work of Door County Candle Company with Christiana Gorchinsky-Trapani, owner of the candle company based in Sturgeon Bay. You can join in on Ukraine relief, what you have done, maybe questions you have about candle making. 800-642-1234. Christiana, in past months, I think you've had some organizations pretend to be your candle making mission, but they've been kind of like fakes or imposters. Is that still an issue?
You know, it is not as bad as it was in March, but we definitely had imposters. There was one business in particular that was really like, you know, bidding on our name on Google and trying to, you know, get in the way of, I think the real point here is donating money and supporting Ukraine. And so we had a lot of customers calling us very upset because they got their candle and it was just a white pillared candle with a little picture of the Ukrainian flag. And we had a fair amount of these, and we had to kind of walk through that with them that this is not our candle. And if they want to, you know, purchase our candle, this is how. And we've had some people call us upset that they, you know, Venmo'd and PayPal'd for our candles. And we always have to say the only way to get our candles are through our website. So I always feel terrible when that happens. And I try to walk through, you know, with them how to get our candle. But yeah, that was a big issue in the middle of March. And it still is, which was upsetting because from what I saw, those businesses weren't donating anything from those sales. At least if they were, at least there's benefits still being, you know, had there. But that was definitely a big one of those bigger issues we had.
100% though of your proceeds on your candle are going to the relief effort. That's right.
Yep. 100% of our profits are going right to Dasm.
Do you have a donation goal in mind, or how long?
Yes, okay. I definitely do. I want to get to $1 million in a donation. That is my goal. That is my goal. And I know we can get there. Yes, but that is my goal.
Do you think you will ever be able to visit your homeland again? I know that's a deeply personal question.
Yes, I will. It won't be what it was, which is heartbreaking, because when we go to Ukraine, it won't be what it was, but we will, I look forward to going there again, or going there. We were supposed to go before COVID, and it's really sad we weren't able to go because of what happened. So I look forward to going there when we can. And it's really sad. It won't be what it was, but Ukraine will survive this, and we will get through it. And I do look forward to being able to visit there.
Well, one of your volunteers called in, couldn't stay with us, Cindy in De Pere, who originally tipped us off on this. And Cindy wants to know. That's so great. Cindy wants to know, what's the process of making candles? Do you need more volunteers? How do people sign up?
Yes, excellent. Well, Cindy's one of our amazing volunteers, so I just want to say thank you, Cindy. So to sign up, we just ask if you can email us at info@doorcountycandle.com with your name and phone number. And our volunteer coordinator, which is my mom, will get back to you and schedule a time. And the process of making candles, I'll make it quick, but it's a 2.5-day process. It is all very handmade and hand done. So from putting the wicks in the jars to pouring, to cleaning, to labeling, every single bit is done by hand. So it's an incredible process, and we're really proud of the handcrafted artisan nature of it. It might take a little longer, but we are really proud of the product that we create.
So in that, you said over 2 days, I think there was a picture of the candle being poured out of like a vat. I mean, it was huge. How big are some of these? Yeah, go ahead.
So we melt our tank in like 150 pounds, or maybe they're more than that, 200 pounds vats. So we have like four really large wax tanks that just melt the wax. Mm. And we're constantly just refilling it with big wax blocks. And we just, we're actually using pancake basters currently, and to use that to pour wax into candles. And it's actually made the process faster and decreased the drippage on the candles for cleaning. Cindy could definitely attest to that if she's still listening, because she she was in the beginning cleaning candles when they were super messy and took like 3 minutes a candle to clean, and now it's a lot quicker. But yeah, we've evolved a lot, and our wax pouring machines are actually old coffee pots.
Oh,
so
it's
pretty fun what we've been able to use and make this happen.
Oh, Christiana, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for caring about this and sharing it. And thanks to Cindy and everyone. And it was a pleasure being on today.
Christiana Gorchinski-Trapani, owner of Door County Candle Company in Sturgeon Bay. News update is next on the Ideas Network.